What's up, Jeans?
You know, I was just looking over here at, I don't have any dates to plug.
That's what's up.
No. I mean, unless you're local, I would advise that you come see us. We're doing the Momcast. What date? The 16th?
April 16th. April. We're doing my birthday show.
I'm sorry, your what?
My
Smurf Day show.
Podcast. Yeah, we're doing the live podcast in San Diego on my Smurf Day, April 16th. And then a few days later, April 19th, we're doing the podcast in Pasadena at the Ice House.
So that should be fun.
Please come San Diego to my birthday show. Please come...
It's not called that.
Pasadena to the show April 19th, the podcast. I have some stand-up dates in between. I'll tell you, this week I'm in Virginia Beach. If you are in the Virginia Beach area, I love that Funny Bone. It's the best one in the country. Of the Funny Bones.
I've never done that one. They don't have me there.
Probably because they don't want you to see how the best one is done.
That's probably right. They're like, you can't handle all this fun.
You can't handle how well this club works.
We just...
You need to go to some of our less...
Lesser clubs. Yeah, it sounds about accurate for me.
I wish they had that policy with people that are like, everything's so good here, we don't want you to see it. No, I've always had a great time at Virginia Beach. So
that is a good policy. Yeah. You know, you're not ready to experience all of this awesome.
Oh shit. And then next week I'm gonna be where? I'm going to be I know where I'm going. I'm finally going to Skyline in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, you're
going to
love that club. That's a really... It's a fun room. People are super cool and sweet. And there's cheese.
That's sweet. That's
there's
awesome.
There's curdled cheese. Curds. They eat that there.
Yeah.
Bags of it. Just bags of it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I like
it's nice,
that.
Though.
So I'm doing that April 9, 10, 11.
I'm doing that.
Yep. No, I'm excited to go. I've heard about Skyline for years.
Yeah, it's rad. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to plug my one thing. Are you done?
No, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And then, as if his jeans couldn't get any higher.
Stupid.
I go to Cleveland and at the end of the month. Or actually, the week before the end of the month. I'd like to stay on the road.
Now, is this as nice as the Virginia Beach? Is this the best?
It's April 24th through 27th, Cleveland Improv. And then both of her jeans get put on at the same time. And we finally go to Vancouver. You've never been?
I'm so excited.
We're doing the podcast live in Vancouver. One night only. It's Wednesday, April 30th. And the rest of the week, we're doing stand-up updates. It's all at the Comedy Mix on Burrard Street. Please come see us. I've been telling you how great Vancouver is for years.
Yeah, I'm excited to go back to Manada, even though I was born in Windsor, which is not Vancouver.
Oh, but it's just as nice.
I hear Windsor's just as nice as Vancouver. I love Canada. Since I went back to Toronto, I'm a huge Canada fan.
Yeah,
now.
I don't know if you understand. There's no such thing as you saying, like, I love Canada. You're fucking Canadian.
No, actually, Tom, we're going to get into that today. I'm American.
Okay. All right. Go. What's your
I'm a U.S. citizen.
What's your live date, Jean?
So, I'm going to be with you, and then we're going to do the pod. And then what's really neat is that I'm striking out on my own, you guys. This is very exciting. June 6th. One night only. I will be doing stand-up one night only at the Fun House in Portland, Oregon. This is a new way of me doing things. I'll tell you what, I'm trying to stick it to the man a little. I'm trying to fucking do punk rock DIY. I'm doing it on my own. And I hope you guys come out and support me because I'd love to continue to do stand-up this way. I think it's just more conducive to Tom and my personal lives.
Yeah.
To only spend one night out as opposed to five and doing six shows as opposed to doing just one. And I really hope you guys come out and support this paradigm because I would love for us just to be able to spend one night out and come home and kiss and hug and have marital relations.
You know, you might look like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, but you have the heart of Gigi Allen.
What
that.
A compliment.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like the best compliment I've ever had.
It's full fucking circle.
Do you think I could wear cowboy boots and shorts like Gigi and look as good?
I've been tweeted and emailed a couple times this week but with Christina, I don't think it looks anything like Dog. I love when people are like, what?
So upset about that, yeah. Well, it's true.
And
I
here's
mean,
the thing.
I look like her.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. She looks exactly like Dog's wife.
But what part specifically?
Specifically, I would say from the tip top of your head to the bitty bottom of your feet.
Is it my wavy, blonde, abundant, white blue
You're a
hair?
Dead ringer for her. I mean...
But is it because my hair is straw white?
It's the bleach blondness, the hair actual style, the fullness of it.
Sure.
It's the triple G's on your chest.
Well, I want to get them bigger.
Your heels you always wear? It's
black leather. A lot of
same clothes. You
wrist
guys,
cups.
Yeah, you guys dress the same.
Leather bands.
You always wear your denim skirt.
She's pretty thick too, like me. I think
she's
so,
pretty
yeah.
thick. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's on Hawaii. Hawaii. They eat a lot of spam.
Yeah, they do. She looks like she's probably had a sample or two of that.
Of spam. Of dogs yeah. spam.
Dogs spam.
Dog, I'm the dog. That's so fucking
yeah,
weird.
Dog. All right. Listen up, everybody. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. When you think about the best time to go out to the post office, you're probably guessing before work, after work, or during lunch. Wrong! That's when it's the most crowded. Everyone's going at that time. The truth is, there's no convenient time to go to the post office.
Mm.
None. That's why you need Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, access all the services of the post office right from your desk. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your computer and printer. Then just hand it to your mail carrier. Super easy. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com is open 24/7 with no lines.
Mm.
You can get your mailing and shipping done whenever it's convenient for you.
Mm, preach.
We use Stamps.com. We couldn't be happier. We've been using it for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's super easy. You can just sit in at your desk at home, tippity type, press print, boom, done.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
And I would advise, even if you're not a small business, even if you're just a person that hates going to the post office, like that is enough incentive to sign up and do this. It will save you. It'll save you so much time and save your life. If you're a parent, you got kids, you're busy, you work, just trust me on this, man. You'll never have to go to the post office again. And isn't that the best gift of all?
It's the best. So right now we want you to use our promo code MOM. That's MOM for this special trial. There's no risk involved. Just give it a shot. That's what's great about it. They're letting you just try it out.
Who does that anymore? That gives you a free trial, essentially.
Yeah.
That's how much they believe in it.
Yeah, it is a bonus offer. You'll get the digital scale, which you can keep. You can just keep it. Even if you don't like this trial run, you keep this and you try free postage. So you're actually getting to sample all the levels of this offer with no risk involved.
Who does that anymore? I think that's a really good, it says a lot about Stamps. That they're willing to do that for you.
Yeah, so it's great. So right now, here's what we want you to do. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in M-O-M. That's Stamps.com and enter M-O-M. Thank you, Stamps.com.
Oh, yeah, did a really good job.
Thank you.
Guys, Easter's coming up. Are you Christian, Tom?
I am because I don't want to spend eternity in hell. Like some of our non-believing friends.
Well, obviously, Easter is actually a pagan holiday.
Ooh, and you're like, oh, I'll throw it right back in your face.
Well, just so you know, you're celebrating what the heathens have celebrated, fertility, sex, love, fucking... if you're going to celebrate Easter, I suggest you go to Amazon using our banner on your mom's
our
house.
New banner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, on your mom's house podcast.com. Click on our banner, the new one, please.
Yeah, please, if you've bookmarked in the past, which we really appreciate, please make sure that you're using our new banner. It's on the site now.
Yeah, we were bamboozled. Straight up, we're just going to tell you what happened. We were bamboozled by the people we trusted to run it last time. And we put some fail safes in place now, so that won't happen again.
And now we we have our own access to it, and we know
we can see what's going on,
that you're using it. So we appreciate any of you that have used it. But please continue to do your Amazon shopping through that banner.
Right. And as I was saying, Easter's coming up. Now is the time. Go there. You can buy your Easter baskets, your bunnies, your chocolates, your what else do you buy for Easter, the Christians? Your crosses, your crucifixes, your suffering Christs, all those fun things for the children. Buy those on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Also, they have special offers on lawn.
Oh, your Chucky treats, for sure.
Chuckies, again. You could buy lawn and gardening stuff. They have special offers on that for spring. Also, spring training's coming up. They got baseball equipment. I know, Tom, you're a huge baseball fan.
True.
Go ahead and buy your bats and your mitts and your tits and your whips.
Southeast, it's spring football. It's coming right up right now. So make sure you get new gloves, new cleats. You know what I'm saying? You need to get new pads.
You know what I'm saying?
You need to get, you know what I'm saying? Little armbands or wristbands. You know what I'm saying? You need to get all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Grease. You got to buy grease somewhere.
Give them the grease. Yeah.
Auto parts. Did you know you can buy auto parts on Amazon? You can. And for cheaper than you would out in the streets. Well, if you stole them, that would be the cheapest way. But if you don't want to steal no more.
That's pretty good.
Also, get your springtime fashions, guys. Get your new flip-flops. Get your springtime sandals. Get your springtime denim. Get your accessories, your jewels, ladies.
If you live in the South, too, or in Southern California, it's beach time already. Get all your beach stuff.
Get your beach dog wear. Get your umbrella.
Yeah. Get your beach chair.
Get your bikini.
Get your cooler. Put all your iced daiquiris in it.
You can't bring iced daiquiri to the beach.
Sure you can. You're in charge. You can do whatever you want.
How would it stay cold, Tom?
You put ice in there. You know what we're saying.
You know what I'm saying. Well, that's it. Amazon, go through your banner. Bookmark that shit.
Go to your mom's house podcast.com.
Do it all over again because we got bamboozled.
Yep. All right. We love you. Here's the show. Ready to do this? This
party. So much to go over.
Oh, my goodness.
There's all this perception of free pussy. You know, the stupidest thing in the world I've ever heard is free pussy. No pussy is free. Every pussy on earth has a payment. Even if that payment is time, it's still a payment. This guy said to me, I'm married. I've got free pussy. How can it be free when you've lost your freedom? He's living in a cage. He has to be home at 6 o'clock at night. And he's telling me he's got free pussy. He hasn't even got freedom. How can the pussy be free? There is no free pussy. Every pussy on earth has a value.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
You're fired up today.
I love when
so
I like when guys when you watch bands like live shows and they're like they get excited about their song or like the next movement in the song that's coming up, and you see the smile, like the open mouth. You ready to do this? The smile and the nod,
like Def Leppard's drummer. But I feel like they play that song so much, they're like, this is the only part I have to look forward to tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck. Hey, that was a really nice clip that you chose. Who was that?
This is my dad. And no, he This is, I think it's a pimp is what they said this is.
That would be appropriate.
Tim Shark? Tim Sharky?
Should have put on deodorant before I did this podcast.
Are you stinking?
Of course. I get so excited and then I sweat through my jeans.
You don't...
I have my robe on. Right? We're doing a morning podcast.
We never do
point
this.
Point that out. Yeah. This is the first time ever. We're all jacked up on coffee and Quaaludes.
Well, Tommy is smart and he is working 23 of 30 days this month. So we have to find time to do our show. Even if that means getting up in the morning and doing it.
I got my coffee. So wait, so this is your dad and he was like talking about the relationship with your mother?
Yeah. Basically this guy, he's a real savage. I mean, he's tatted from neck to his ankles.
Oh.
One of these guys. He looks like a juice head, like he's been full of roids for about 40 years.
He's fired up.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, sidebar, I had a Sunday with my cousin and her husband.
Yeah.
It's Julie and her husband, Justin. They have a website called crustpunks.com if you're into that thing. They sell like bullet belts and all the crust punks.
That's right.
Any hoodles, they've got tons of tattoos on their bodies.
They've got a lot. really a lot.
Neck. Justin's got neck. So does Julie. And then they've got
chest pieces.
Chest. Full every part. And so Justin has his knuckles done. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know what they call it when you have your neck, your face, and your knuckles? Job stoppers. I thought that was so fucking funny, dude. Job stoppers.
Job stoppers is great.
So that guy's got, does he have full job stopper?
Oh, yeah. Dude, this guy is completely covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let me see your thing.
What you need, boo-boo?
I'll show you something.
My phone?
So
I like how you know the code to get into my phone, which is not cool.
You
I don't know
mind.
Your code. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just tell everybody.
Okay, hold on. No, I had to change mine. I changed mine because I did it on Rogan.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that was kind of scary.
I was in such a panic, and I didn't realize I was...
doing it on camera the whole time? You were essentially opening your phone on Rogan's show.
Right, and then people all started tweeting me my password.
They're like, 4592.
Yeah. So this is the guy you're listening to right
Holy,
now.
Holy. Okay.
Okay.
This guy's crazy. Okay, let me look at him. He kind of looks like the Techno Viking. If you Google Techno Viking, but he's a little beefier than that guy.
Yeah.
He's got like Maori chest plates, leg, full sleeves.
Swipe.
Neck.
Go the other way. No, yeah.
Full job stopping. Oh my God.
So you want to hear more? Let's hear more.
Yeah. What is
of a pimp on Twitter. It's just my girls. It's probably around 350. When they're here, when they're lying around or doing what they're doing, I try to grab photos. They love it. They're little superstars. Some of these girls have 20,000 followers on Facebook. You know, they've got guys sending them money from all overseas. Like, God, I used to own nightclubs in Australia. Some of the stuff that went on in those nightclubs, I know these Thai girls would never do that. I used to screw girls for a drink card and a key ring. You know, at least the ones here are smart enough to actually ask for cash. Now, I charge them $15 a week. Now, the money's not important. It's just the fact that I know that if they're serious about me looking after them, they can pay me that $15 a week, which is 500 baht. 500 baht a week. Jeez. And for that, I'll look after them. They have my number. They can call me whenever something goes wrong. Whenever they get locked up, they can call me. I'll go bail them out of the police station. I choose them. They don't choose me. But I'd rather look after them, know they're safe, than be out there all alone.
Dude, this guy's fucking face, man. He looks like a goddamn bulldog that's been run through the gutter a few times.
He's got what they call women a butterface. Like, his body's all yoked up, but his face is just a wreck, dude.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of fucking...
Can we say his name? Is he Tim Sharky?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's timsharky.com if you want to see this absolute lunatic.
He's a fucking animal.
And he's
got
pictures of him with these tiny little Thai girls.
Do you see? Yeah, that's who he's pimping.
Yeah, I know. And they're like little spinners, as Patty Stanger would say. Mm-hmm. And they're all... This is a good picture.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good.
It's her on her knees and like leaning into him standing.
This is exactly what I'm looking at right now, by the way. This is what I'm frozen on.
Oh, look at that bulldog.
You see what his neck tattoo says?
Job stopper?
It says Army of One.
Ooh.
Oof.
Someone doesn't
look
like his
at that
mother.
Grill, dude.
God.
Jesus.
What do you think his childhood was like?
I don't know, man. So he charges these hoes
$15.
$15 a week.
It's like $5 million in Thailand, right? God, only America's good and Canada.
Look at this.
And the
girl.
Western world.
How old is she?
And the Eastern world. God damn.
And that's he has tough. 350 girls, he says.
Okay. Is like every woman in Thailand a prostitute?
That's what it sounds like. God. But here's the thing. I got to give this guy credit. Yeah. I could listen to him talk it like this for fucking 6 hours.
Because he's such a nut.
Yeah, of course. I want to listen to people who have crazy life choices and philosophies for days.
Yeah. We should call him. Let's get him on the show.
No, he'd be like, I heard what you said.
Because he's Australian. Good night, mate.
I might. See that like a fucking bulldog?
Oh, yeah. He's a criminal. Maybe we shouldn't have him on the show.
No, I won't call him.
I'll fucking smash your head in, mate.
Come to Thailand, mate. you want to hear more of him?
Of course.
I'm really fascinated.
He has a lot to say.
Do I have heaps of sex? Once or twice a day? I think that's normal, isn't it? For me, pussy sex is good. You know, once you start getting sticking it up an ass or getting up the ass, you know, you're getting into some pretty dangerous territory there. I just like to yeah. I don't like getting all technical. You know, I wish I could actually come home and just lay down and watch TV and have a night off. Believe me, I try. Yeah. I try, but that goddamn evil dick, he says, get out there. Get out there. Go have a look.
Well, everyone can relate to that. I mean, this guy is not, he's not misleading you, taking you down any wrong path with that.
No.
And he's telling you, he was very clearly that he likes pussy sex.
Yeah, that was an interesting distinction to make.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think, is Thailand, is butt sex just the norm and then vaginal is the outlier?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But
yeah, why the distinction?
Maybe because he's such a sexual deviant, because he's a pimp and he has 350 prostitutes.
Oh, sure.
They're like, you're so over regular vaginal sex, you must be,
sure.
Just anally destroying them.
Yeah.
But he's just like, no, I like pussy sex.
Hmm.
And I listen. Evil dick, he tells me what to do.
This music's evil.
Am I still taking steroids? Yes. So, and I'll probably keep taking them to the day I die, because the rumors about steroids and sex, well, there's a misconception that steroids make your dick shrink, and they don't.
They make your balls shrink. Make your balls shrink.
Yeah. No one thinks that it makes your dick shrink.
That's stupid.
You heard the wrong rumor.
In Australia, we do everything opposite. He's a dumb, this guy. What are you doing?
I got a boogie.
What are you doing?
I went to clean my nose, and I got a boogie on my hand.
But you're wiping it where now? No, don't do it. Not on the floor. The dog's going to eat it. Where do you put it? On a Post-it? That's not why I bought you Post-its, babe. To wipe your boogers on them?
But what do you want me to do?
Do what everyone else does. Roll, and then just throw.
I would have done that. You just stopped me from throwing it.
Yeah, but you were throwing the whole thing. You got to roll it first.
Oh, so you were just making sure I rolled it first?
Because that disintegrates the booger, yeah.
Okay.
What are you, new?
I want to hear him talking
about
steroids.
Or just eat it. Just put it in your mouth.
Ugh. I'm
put it in your
up.
Beard.
I'm going to throw up in your fucking...
put that booger in your beard.
You know what I do like, though? I really respect about this. This is what I like about so-called bad guys in the world. I like when he says, like, yeah, of course I do steroids every day. I love that.
I like that, too, because I think he's right. I saw some documentary on steroids. It's not as villainous a thing. Like, so what if you keep using them? They're really, from what I understand, it's a hormone, correct?
Yeah, no, you're wrong. And, whatever your line of thinking is all wrong. I meant that he's admitting to it.
Long-term use isn't that bad.
No, that's a horrible thing to say.
It shrinks your testes.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm heard.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Long-term hormone use is fine. What do you think birth control pills are?
It's not the same thing at all.
I was on those for 17 years.
It's not the same thing at all.
It's exactly the same thing.
It's not the same thing at all. Jesus Christ. I should just mute you for the rest of the show. Fucking stupidity.
You can take heroin for a long time.
We'll make your balls shrink. But what you've got to do is you've got to take there's a tablet called Proviron. I take 100 milligram a day. Because what happens is when you put testosterone into your body, your balls get lazy. Your body gets lazy and it says, well, I don't have to make it anymore because there's enough in here. So so eventually they will shrink up. But if you take Proviron, you get a double whack. So I'm walking around with a boner most of the day.
Ugh, great.
As a kid, my life was shit. I come from the streets. I grew up on the street.
There you
go. It was a pretty crappy life to start off with, but I never gave up because I knew something good was going to happen. You know, I got locked up. They chucked me in jail here. And
really?
I stabbed a guy on the beach. He hit one of my girls, and I just went to talk to him, but he was an ass. So I probably shouldn't have, but I stuck a knife in him. And I ended up doing a little stretch here. But you know what? You put me in a situation, and I just adjust. I adjust straight away. I didn't cry. I didn't bitch and moan. I just done what I had to do. I survived. And I think that's coming from where I come from. You have this survival mode, and it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You'll adjust. You'll adjust, and you'll survive. You'll survive because that's what I've done my whole life, is just survive.
Well, isn't that the problem? I mean, if he's in survival mode, I think that's why he sees women as pussies. You understand? Like, he can't move past pussies to, oh, love. This person's a full human.
No, he's not going to do love. Love's said goodbye a long time ago.
Poor guy. Now I feel bad for him.
Why?
He had a hard life. You heard him.
Yeah, I know.
He's on the streets.
He's a survivor. He just told you. He stabbed that guy. He did a little time. So what?
I'm going to give him a hug now.
You do?
Do you mind if I hug him?
I think it could be problematic. He might hit you with his 24-hour-a-day boner he was talking about.
That sucks.
Because he's on 7 doses of testosterone, which obviously, according to Dr. Segura over here, not a fucking problem.
I saw a documentary on steroid use, and they were like, really, ultimately, what's the fucking long-term problem?
Ultimately, you don't know shit.
What are you talking about? I have a PhD in steroid ecology. I know this stuff.
Fuck, man.
Being in Pattaya is the first time in my life I felt free. I come from a place called the Gold Coast in Australia.
Been there.
It's fake central, you know. I was trying so hard to fit in, trying so hard to be someone that I really wasn't. And that's really when my life got to this point. If you're always worrying about what other people are going to think about you, you're going to miss life. You're going to miss life. You've got to give it up. You've just got to be happy and try and make yourself happy. Who gives a shit what people think about me? I don't really care.
Wow.
Ultimately, a great message. Why don't you have him on your, philosophy conversation?
This guy is, he's like Oprah. He Super Soul Sunday with the crazy guy with the boner all day.
But isn't that ultimately the same message that Super Soul Sunday is about?
Every spiritual teacher, yeah, that's part of it for sure.
Just go huge. Do what you want to do.
Just do you, bro.
Yeah.
Don't worry about fucking hoes. About sex. He's got to be an animal.
He's saying, too. I was living this bullshit life in Australia. What my heart told me was, go be a pimp in Thailand. And that's what I'm doing, and that's why I'm so happy.
Living the dream.
But I mean, isn't that...
No, it's the same thing. Did you think he listens to Tony Robbins a lot?
Maybe, or maybe...
Wayne Dyer.
Yanla?
Yanla Van Sant fixed his life, and now he's a pimp.
Now, what are you pimping?
Every day.
Yeah, mate.
You got to do you, boo. Boo, boo, boo.
Speaking of just dudes who have flavor, who pursued their fucking
calling
in life. Last week we played this. It's a clip that's been around for a while, but it's new to the show. This very natural MC.
Did you smile in the place with the slam bass and the edge? Bit of pace, bit of knee in the place, safe to be, ecstasy. Safe to be with the bass in your face, with the bitches in the place, rocking the place, safe to be, ecstasy, as you see, that is fucking me.
Whoa.
Oh.
I can't, that's it.
So he obviously has a lot of skill.
Clearly.
And then just now you were taking a shit.
Yeah.
And you sent me this clip of... Basically, it shows you what production can do to even the even the beginners out there. Somebody was able. DJ Smile was. This was chopped up by Gareth Kitchener, and he made this that awfulness you just heard into a song.
Rap it under the jacket for a while. I'm the fucking man who can do the fucking mile.
Yeah, man.
Fuck the tile. I'm the main man. I'm the fucking man supplying for a while. Bitches in the place, rocking the place. Cause I'm the goodest feel. Bit of knee in the place. I'm the fucking man. I DJ Smile. Rocking the face. And kitchens in the place. With bass in your face. With the bitches in the place. Bass in your face. Safe to be. That's it. Kick the little face. Cheap in the place. Bitches rocking the place. I'm fucking ace. I'm the fucking man, DJ Smile. I'm the main man, you can fuck the fucking mail. I'm safe to be, safe ecstasy. I'm safe, as you say, that is fucking me.
I think that's they have great. Like 1,000 of him. Like, there's everyone's made a DJ Smile remix because of how obviously amazing he is.
But isn't that amazing that you're right? Just some, you throw the right beat under there and nonsense becomes sensical. Like,
yeah.
That's how people have music. That's how Miley Cyrus has a career right now.
Yeah.
Like, you take somebody that has nothing and then you add stuff to it and now they've got something.
By the way, one of the most amazing, most proud things I've ever, moments I've had in my career. Is like 2 days after my album was out, when it was like number one on comedy iTunes, I got an email from the record company that said, yeah, the album's doing well. You're number one in comedy overall, like all music, you're number 150.
Mm-hmm.
And you're currently ahead of Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
That day.
Wow. Can I tell you that I heard, I was in like Denver and they're like, oh yeah, Miley Cyrus tickets are on sale on Craigslist for 75 cents.
75 cents.
Yeah. Like they're
wait, basic. Is she done?
Yeah. Well, the record companies and her daddy are pushing her out. Like she's
but like,
a real
I remember MTV
talent.
Did such a crazy push for
because
her.
it's the record companies. It's the industry pushing it on the public as opposed to the public getting behind a band. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
So it's manufactured garbage, and guess what? People are fucking getting up to it, getting wise to it.
DJ Smile, that is fucking me.
The thing that amazed me the most about the Miley Cyrus thing was, I remember when, like, she was about to do this album. It's so funny to look at things from the perspective of the machine.
Oh.
And like Will I Am, you know, from Black Eyed Peas. Mm-hmm. He was on some show and he was like, I feel like Miley Cyrus is about to shake the whole world. Like, you know.
Yeah, what the
and I was
does
like,
he
what?
Own the record?
He was a producer on it. And
there
I was
you
like,
go.
Oh. And like to hear him talk about it and then like to not know, I go, why is he talking like that? And then they're like, so you produced like what X, Y, and Z on this album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's just trying to
he's hyping
make money.
Well, remember that dumb documentary?
That was the funniest
the
thing.
Movement. Miley Cole and the Movement, true story. And we watched it in San Francisco. And basically they set her up with the biggest producers in hip hop. Every track is done by a different essentially producer.
Yeah.
And she's just filler. They were hoping to make an album that couldn't fail.
Yeah.
But the problem is that girl doesn't have a fucking soul or anything to say.
That was the best part, though, is that they kept showing her saying nothing. In other words, it was like,
yeah,
Miley, what do you think of... She's like, my whole thing is like, just, you know, like, I have a message. And they're like, what is it?
Yeah, go.
Just, like, I feel like just go for it, you know? It's like...
What's the message?
Yeah, what are you saying?
And her whole thing was like, and then I was like, I'm going to cut my hair. And then I cut my hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I cut my hair. That's her movement, is cutting her hair and like sticking her tongue out. I'm like, this is fucking garbage, man.
It's so ridiculous.
What a fucking crap. It's so sad that that's what the youth culture has.
This is their their holy shit person.
Thought out in my mind. Every decision goes into a bigger plan.
What's the plan?
I'm always like, it's a part of the movement. This all has to be a movement. We all have to be like an army moving at one time.
Turntable's turning.
Make sure we're a little scared.
Yeah.
All of our moves have to be so perfect. Nothing can be off. Everything has to feel new and creative and like pushing the boundaries. Nothing can ever not seem genuine.
Boundary pushing.
For me, the movement needs to be something bigger than just a record. For me, a movement is something that
it's brown,
represents
it's
like taking over the world.
Represents taking over the world
with her music. She's gonna take over with her stupid.
What's your message?
Pop
it's like
music.
Just go, like, you know, like just I feel like she's doing stuff. Like, I'm going to, you know? Hmm.
And the best part is that because her daddy is a successful musician and she has so much money behind her, the whole thing is like literally her going, and I'm going to wear this vintage Versace because this is like vintage. And then her whole thing is like, and then I'm going to build a tongue. I'm going to slide down the tongue. And then I'm going to build.
What's crazy is that they do, like when she says, I'm going to wear this vintage Versace, they treat that choice as if that's
art.
A bold, amazing
artistic choice.
Yeah.
And because she comes from such privilege, it's such bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guys in Nirvana, they fucking sat in a garage. They were shitty, scumbag, loser, teenage, poor kid. Like, they sat in a garage and they made music. That's how music, or your favorite, rap, right? Those are kids that picked up shit on the streets and made fucking turntables out of garbage. And, you know, that's how art is made. Not like, and then my daddy's going to buy me a teddy bear. I'm going to come out of the teddy bear on state. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I disagree with you. I think this is art right here. I want to hear one of her, like, prolific statements.
Just, you know.
To me, when I'm saying a movement, like, that's the only way that I know how to describe what I'm doing. Because it's not a transition. Like
a big, brown, smelly bowel.
Big, smelly one.
People always want to call it a transition. It's not a transition. I'm the same human. I've got the same heart I did 5 years ago. Everything about me the same. Same skin, same human. So it's not a transition. It's a movement.
A brown move. A big bowel move.
It's a growth. It's a change. I've never been one that's tried to please anybody, but with this record, there's a lot of pressure because I hadn't had a record out in 2 years.
We're gonna do Crushing Ball.
I'm doing all my album packaging. Yep. Right now, we're doing a gorgeous wing for our next look.
All right.
See, I'm doing all my album packaging.
It's all about the packaging, the marketing. Yeah, that's the highlight right there.
That's all she cares about is this called bangers, and it's like so hot.
You want to hear fucking music? I got music for you, you motherfuckers.
This Pharrell's got talent.
Drop it like it's hot.
This is better than Miley Cyrus. So much better.
I just feel fucking ace. Pop it like it's hot. I'm the fucking man. Fucking fuck the fucking tail. I'm the fucking man. I'm fucking blind for a while. Bitches rocking the place. I'm trapped if you get smiles. Rocking the place. I'm trapped if you're in the.
I fucking love
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
DJ Smile, man, he's always bringing the heat.
That's not great. You can just treat anything and make it sound. People do that with us, right? When they make those songs, like Ghost Crew can make our nonsense sound amazing.
Oh, Ghost Crew's the fucking. They're the shit. By the way, we got a lot, and I mean a lot of fucking emails, over the last 6-7 days from the last few episodes. One of the themes that we got in our email also was something that I was brought to my attention in person a lot this weekend. I was in San Antonio, by the way. Thank you so much to everyone in San Antonio that came to the shows.
LOL.
I had a great time. LOL. They really were great. And oh, by the way, we want to say thank you. There's a lovely couple that came to ridiculous. It's a really fun club.
Why do you have to name it? This is something so stupid. I mean, no offense, you know, but just give us some dignity. Jesus fuck.
Yeah. So anyways, but we want to say thank you. I got my Tom Segura butthole mirror. And how about that lovely crocheted scarf?
Wonderful.
You got?
I absolutely adore it.
I wish I knew
so
their
much.
Names. Oh, it's probably written down somewhere on something. Because I always say I forget names. And then they were like, here's my name. And then I already forgot it.
And thanks to Enzo,
you know
and
who you are,
Crate and Barrel couple. I used the pizza cutter they gave us.
Oh, I didn't even see Huge. What was in the last box. Remember they gave us something in Hermosa?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember right now.
You know what it is?
You know what I'm saying? I can't remember offhand. Oh. Yeah, I do know what it is. I just can't remember right
okay.
now.
Okay. So anyways, this was brought to my attention in person in San Antonio a few times, and then we're getting multiple emails about it, and I'll read you one of them here. Hey, mommies, I'd argue that Smack Talk, which is the rapper that has the, you know what I'm saying, counter, is not in capital letters the you know what I'm saying champ.
Oh, huh.
Is this strictly a quantity over quality game? I say fuck that. Smack Talk's 14-minute rant is 14 minutes too fucking long.
Okay.
That guy is boring.
Okay.
Look, the pimp is actually dropping some real applicable knowledge as well with a velveteen style. And the dude talking about Suge giving him his first job.
That's amazing.
Shit, that was deep from his heart. You know what I'm saying? That's like, psst, he's choking back tears of gratitude. You know what I'm saying? That's from Grant.
He does have a point because it is quality over quantity sometimes.
Then we get this. I know what you're saying. I get this.
You know what I'm saying?
I get this.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all, yes, we realized Auntie Fifi dropped a couple, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we should point that. People were all like, how did you miss those? We didn't miss it, guys. We were holding our fucking mouths shut.
Because sometimes when God drops, you know what I'm saying, in your laps, you know what I'm saying? You can't look the gift horse in the, you know what I'm saying, mouth. You got to let it run its course, guys.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't going to, you know, mock Auntie Fifi.
Never the auntie.
Of course not. And we weren't going to... You know,
No.
We love her.
We have mad respect.
Yeah, we have to respect she's everybody's auntie. You can't just make fun of your auntie.
No.
Now, I'm, you know what I'm saying?
So,
that one might be my favorite, the Suge Knight one.
Well, let me read you this other email.
Yeah, sure.
Because this one's going to blow your mind.
Okay. Blow my mind.
Dearest mommies. It appears that we have run into a snag for determining the, you know what I'm saying, in parentheses, KWIS champion. I think.
Can you believe we have a show? Can you believe we have a show dedicated to this? It's so stupid.
So stupid. I think it may be... The same issue people run into when debating who's the fastest person alive. There are multiple events like the 100-meter, 200-meter, 400-meter, and different runners are better at different distances. Perhaps the best way to decide who the champ is would be to create a KWIS factor, which is basically an average of you know what I'm saying's per second. First, you do the, you know what I'm saying, count for the whole clip, and then divide that number by the length of the clip in seconds. So, if you have 70, you know what I'm saying, in a clip that is 2 minutes and 15 seconds long, you would divide 70 by 135, which gives us a know what I'm saying factor of 0.518. That is more than half a know what I'm saying for every second of that the pimp talks.
Somebody's way smarter than you or me, and someone else needs to do this math.
He's not done.
Oh.
Anyway, apologies if the math is in any way boring and or burdensome. If it would help, I would like to volunteer my services to be... the know what I'm saying counter.
I like that.
All I need are the links to the clips. Within a day, I could tally a full know what I'm saying factor for each clip and assist in keeping an overall know what I'm saying championship rating. Just an idea. Well, Mike, you're hired. We will be sending you all the you know what I'm saying clips, and you will be in charge.
Stop it.
Yeah, who's no?
I really
saying,
can't
champion.
Take this discussion, man. Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm crying because I love. Do you realize that both of those emails are super pertinent? Because he's right.
He's so right.
The problem with the KWIS challenge is that we haven't really put up the stakes. Like, we haven't delineated what makes a good, you know what I'm saying. And they're right.
I feel like we kind of gloss over in a lot of ways. And again, we're talking about in the no I'm saying per second that Kenyon Martin wasn't given the full respect he deserves.
It didn't get away, you know what I'm saying? They made a play at the end. It was a questionable travel call, you know what I'm saying? It didn't go our way. And they made a decent play, you know what I'm saying? I had a good look. MC had a better look. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, you know I'm saying, they made one more plays than we did, man. It wasn't like the game got out of control. I'm saying they came out with a lot of energy, which we knew they was going to do. I'm saying we fought back. We took the lead, you know what I'm saying? But they ultimately, I'm saying, they got the W. And we didn't.
I mean,
you had a terrific game offensively. What was the atmosphere out there like?
He's not even talking the full minute. There's a guy asking him questions, and he still gets in remarkable amount of you know what I'm saying.
With the whole return of Iverson.
You know, it was going to be very emotional, you know what I'm saying? They not want another player to come in here and get more attention or love than they were getting. You know what I'm saying? So they go come out that game.
Even quick ones that he sneaks by. You know what I'm saying? There's little sneaky ones, but will anyone ever truly top?
My first experience, right, when I took it to the roads, man, I took the hoes to the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was mostly into that titty shaking, man. You know what I'm saying? You know?
He might be the all-time. So we'll send you these links, Michael. And if you could please put this on your urgent board. We kind of really need these.
I mean, I know you're a physics guy at NASA, but could you take your valuable time? Your clock time. Now, here's the interesting part of know what I'm saying. I definitely think the criterion should be counts per second.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? So the mathematical side, that's the quantitative side. The qualitative side being context. Now, for instance, in this one, we have a professional athlete.
And in the previous one.
I'm sorry. Yes, not the pimp one. Yeah. So I feel like a lot of you know what I'm saying in a professional context also counts for more, you know what I'm saying, points.
Oh.
You understand? Because the
you're
context,
raising the value of
right,
the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because of the world that he's, you know what I'm saying, speaking in.
Because it's almost harder to get that many, you know what I'm saying, in a professional setting. So I give that guy, what's his name? The athlete here?
Kenyon Martin.
Kenyon Martin, like mad points for that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas the Suge Knight guy, that's in the context, it's acceptable to say a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
Got you.
It's almost like, you know, camouflaged in there. But I do like the Suge Knight one. Personally, that's my favorite one.
How about, you know what I'm saying, Skinhead Rob?
Shouts out to homeboy Mitch, you know what I'm saying?
Slickster.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mutual homie. Good motherfucker right there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? He's only going to fuck with the real, you know what I'm saying? So, real recognized real game, recognized game, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no bosses, ain't no fakes over here, you know what I'm saying? It's all real deal, you know what I'm saying? All this shit we're talking about,
okay,
take it for its worth, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're talking in like 10 seconds.
Now, here's a different category of, you know what I'm saying, the nonsensical, you know what I'm saying?
Is that him?
This is nonsensical.
But this is in the world of, you know what I'm saying, that are acceptable because he's talking about like music and stuff. Like,
but I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Right.
So there's the you know what I'm saying, where you don't know what he's saying and you don't know what he means. That's a whole new level of, you know what
I'm
saying.
That's true. I didn't think about that. That's a good point. Somebody said that a guy, somebody sent us a clip here. Where is it? About,
you know what I'm saying?
This is really speaking to you.
This
huh?
is so crazy. Did I tell you that when I was in some town last time, I kept saying, you know what I'm saying, on stage, just as a shout out to the mommies in the audience.
Yeah.
And I saw a table of black women like just dying and being like, oh, she gonna say it again. She did not just say that again. Like,
really?
Obviously, I don't know if they're podcast fans, but They picked up on the fact that I was saying it too much for a white girl.
They said there's an alternative here. We got this email from Keaton about this Jim Jones, the rapper, saying you smell me as an alternative to, you know what I'm saying. And they said he says it a lot.
Okay.
So let's see if this falls
into... Feel me is another one.
Right,
you
feel me.
You feel me?
They say he says smell
there's
me.
There's nothing that can prevent egos from clashing. You understand?
I tell you, the game is about machismo, who's the macho, the bravado. Smell me?
Oh.
The cameras, the glitz, the jewelry, the diamonds. It's about who's the biggest. Understand? Once you get that boiling in the pot, you're dealing with niggas from the ghetto.
He definitely just said, you know, understand, and you smell me. So he gave you three different ones just in the first 8 seconds.
You dig? Niggas that
you
never...
Dig?
And you dig.
Oh,
that's another
shit.
One. Jesus. I like that he's spreading out the same... It's ultimately the same thing. He just gave you four different ways.
Well, this is also in the variety of the KWIS.
But could you give him the KWIS banner? Could you give him the trophy if he's really giving you alternates?
This is another category.
Yeah.
This is all within the plumage of the peacock's tail, you understand?
But I mean,
it's a different feather.
I have to say, as a board member of this organization, I don't know if I feel comfortable allowing him to enter the race with all these alternate versions of, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you dig and you understand and you smell me are not the same
thing.
Wait
a minute, but let's back it up, because we did allow, you know, as part of the count.
It was a separate count. It was a separate count.
Okay.
It was, you know what I'm saying, and then you knows.
Okay.
And we didn't crown the you knows into, you know what I'm saying.
So, and also, you know is kind of a sub of it. Like,
yeah.
it's half of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Okay, so how about a subcategory for a mathematician? A subcategory dedicated to variants of...
Oh,
you know,
to variants, yeah.
And this is a variant category.
What's great
category.
Is he's giving you all the variants right now.
Yeah.
Had nothing. Smell me? Temperamental. And the worst ones is the niggas from the ghetto that was pussy when they came up, and when they got a little bit of money, they all of a sudden turned hard rock. You understand?
Right there, he gave you a smell me and you understand.
Variants.
Shit like that. It ain't no way to prevent it. That shit gonna go on. Mm-hmm. Nigga, smell me is like niggas that come up in the hood and getting punked all their life, and they turn into a cop. And they start punking niggas. And you like, oh, you must have been a faggot when you came up.
Damn.
Smell me? You had to be a cocksucker to turn into a cop and trying to high side on us. You dig? And that's what niggas be in the game. Like, these niggas been faggots coming up in the hood. They ain't been outside. Smell me?
Jeez. Homosexuality linked to disloyalty in the game?
Yeah, I mean, I just prefer to focus on... the digs, smell me's, understand, so you know what I'm saying, and not the other messages. I just feel like he's just giving you so many variants. It's really, really something.
They don't be outside. Talk that hood shit, but they don't be there. I've been through a lot of places in America, and I'm talking about the hoods. Smell me? Niggas know me. The hood know me. You dig?
There you go again. Smell me. You dig?
Dig. You
yeah.
Know.
Really interesting. Really interesting. All right.
I wonder if smell me is, you know, what is that from? Like, you smell what I'm saying?
Yeah. Smell me.
You smell me?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, so much to think about.
It's a lot to consider. did you have something
to share?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. I'm glad you brought this up. So yesterday I was walking our fief, middle of the day in our nice suburban neighborhood, and I'm walking out of our house, and I see a gentleman parked in front of our neighbor's home, and I just glance inside the car, because that's not usual for dudes to be sitting in their cars, especially in our cul-de-sac. We have a nice, safe little, you know, thing, and I look, and it's an older gentleman. I look, and he has his penis out, and he's whacking it into an empty Pinkberry container. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And he looked like George Carlin. And he has a gray ponytail. And so now I know, because I listened to Dan Savage, and he says that public masturbators, the whole point is they want to shock you. That's the charge they get from doing
so
that.
So you're like,
oh yeah. My gosh.
And
so,
then they get off.
Yeah, so I knew that going into it. So, you know, at first I was shocked, and then I was like, oh, don't let him see your shock. And so I started laughing instead and pointing, and that diffuses the situation.
You saw his hand cranking?
Yeah, I saw the head of his penis, and it was like he was aiming it into the Pinkberry cup, like a yogurt cup. I say pink berry, but I just know because that's my.
He definitely could not have been peeing or anything, right? He was clearly masturbating.
Oh, no, I think he was masturbating.
You say, I think.
Well, wait a minute. Now that you say it, what if he was just urinating into it? I think he was stroking it, though. Gosh, now I don't know. I just saw a man's penis out. I assumed he was masturbating.
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to look too long. I just saw the head out, and God, now that I think about it. Well, anyways, point of story. I pointed and I laughed. I took a few steps and then I took a photograph of him and I let him know that I took a photograph of him.
And then he drove away.
And then he got on his phone, pretended to make a phone call, drove away. But I have his license plate number and I told the neighbor whose house it was in front of and they filed a police report.
Why don't you post that photo?
I'd love to. Is that legal? Like, can I get somebody in trouble? I get in trouble rather, not him. Fuck him.
I don't know. How could you get in trouble? For what?
I don't know. Is there something about posting someone's private? Is that private? Someone's license plate?
Yeah, but you saw him, you said jerking off on the...
Well, that's the thing is that now I'm like, gosh, did I see him jerking it or did I just see a man holding his peener? I feel like
you were really
jerk-off.
Sure it yesterday that it was jerk off.
Well, I think I've blocked it out since, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You smell me?
I smell you. I dig.
I think it was.
I understand. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I smell it. So now, but are you sure or not sure?
Now,
what the? Okay.
Now, honestly, I'm like, I don't know if I saw a guy jerking it.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
What happened?
Nothing. I was just checking something on our levels.
I'm pretty sure I saw him jerking it. I'm pretty sure. But I didn't stand and stare at him.
Right.
I was so shocked to see a man's penis out in broad daylight and put it into a cup.
I know.
But now, in retrospect, I go, oh, fuck, maybe he was just I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't stick around to see him stroking it. I feel like he jerked, though, because I feel like I saw some movement down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awkward... Here's the thing is that it's not somebody that lives on our street. So it's and we live on a dead-end street. So it's like, for him to pull down the street...
Oh, my God.
We live close to businesses.
Yeah, he could have gone to the gas station.
Yeah,
that's
there's so many places.
It.
Yeah, there's so many places you could stop. It's not like this isn't the side of a highway where you're like, I got to take a leak and there's nowhere to pee. That's why it doesn't make sense to pee there. And also, in that type of cup, it's not going to hold that much urine. So if you have to piss really badly, you would fill up that cup, is what I'm saying. God.
Well... Yeah, at any rate, pretty shocking. No, you're right. No, you're right. I'm not contesting that. So it was horrifying. It's always a shock to see a guy whacking it in public. It's not my favorite thing to see.
So you you told our neighbor's kid.
Yeah.
Who's 4 years old. I thought that was pretty young to tell him what was going on.
They filed a police report, so we'll see. I mean, I'm just concerned because there are kids on this block,
mm-hmm.
and if that, you don't want some kid to roll up seeing what I saw
hell
yesterday.
No.
That's the worst part of it.
And it's an older man, right?
He looked like George Carlin. Well, I thought for sure, I'm like, oh, is that George Carlin masturbating in front of our house?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, there you go. I've seen so many guys masturbate in public.
In any case, it's definitely one of those like,
what's going on here?
kind of moments, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, definitely one of those.
Yeah.
Also in Brown Talk this week, I had a really, here's what happened on Saturday. I had a Chipotle, a salad bowl. And then later that night I had like a vegan chicken, cashew chicken thing. And I woke up at 1 a.m. and I just took a hot dump. And I don't normally do that. My guts have been fucked up ever since. And I was all achy yesterday. So I think I might have a variant like a stomach flu or something. I don't know.
You had like shit cramps and stuff yesterday.
I have them still. Like I have like fart cramps and stuff.
Yeah.
But the exciting part is that I got to use your one wipe Charlie's.
What do you think?
Amazing. Really neat. What a great product.
Yeah, they're like a breath mint for your butthole.
Yeah.
Because they give you the,
yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Cool mint. In your asshole.
Yeah, and also it cuts down on my shower time because I usually just shit and run in the shower because the cleanup is so hideous. But Jesus. With the one wipes, I feel like I don't have to shower every time I brown.
Mm, that's nice.
That should be their selling point. You don't have to shower every time you brown.
Well, we got in that vein. By the way, you held my butt cheeks closed.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
Well, this morning we were waking up and I sensed that you were pushing a fart. And so to preemptively stop it, I pushed your cheeks together. I squeezed them together so that you couldn't fart. Did that work?
Yeah. For a moment, yeah.
Did I scare you?
I didn't like it.
But it stopped you from farting in bed.
For a moment. And then I turned and then I farted.
The part that I didn't like is that you were facing the dog and me, and you were going to fart on both of us, which is not cool. Why do you fart on your son and me?
Teach you guys a lesson. Let you guys know what time it is.
Funny. It sounds like Theo's philosophy. I wonder where
Sound presents the gets poop it from. Song. Ooh. An instructional video for families with two-year-olds ready to do number two.
I feel it. I don't want to know why I'm about to pull. Okay.
That's for two-year-olds?
Yeah, that was somebody's joke version. That was horrible.
That was scary.
Jesus Christ. I wish we had the real version of that, because that seemed like that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, especially for this house. Last night, we got hooked on a brand new BBC series, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. We got hooked on... Well, here's the thing. This was really clever, sneaky, deceptive, and manipulative of PBS. And that is, if you set... Is this the...
Rowing Sound presents the poop song.
Sorry, this is the
An
real
instructional
song.
Video for families with two-year-olds ready to do number two.
Here we go.
I feel it. I feel it. To do when I'm about to poo.
All right.
I go to the potty, pull my underwear down, and then I sit and wait. Sit and wait.
That's not right.
What do you mean?
It's sit, push as hard as you can. Scream and push.
Grab the side of the bowl.
Yeah. Sweat.
Bleed, bleed, bleed.
Bleed, push, sweat. Bleed more brown.
Well, and what about bring your iPad into the toilet? There's no mention of that.
Doesn't even talk about magazines in the song.
Bring your iPhone in there, play Candy Crush, make some phone calls.
Fucking bullshit. Never mind.
Wait a minute.
What?
We didn't even talk about what today is.
What?
The day we're recording this today.
Oh, yeah. But we'll talk about the show first.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyways, here's the deceptive... Very sneaky thing that ultimately benefited us because we enjoyed it, but it's still sneaky. And that is that if you're a Downton Daddy and you went to record Downton Abbey, you looked it up and then you recorded what's called Masterbates
Classic.
Right. So under that umbrella, that's how you had to record Downton. You put like season pass, record all the episodes. They then put their new show under the same umbrella. So within Masturbate Classic, they're...
I'm Laura Linney.
And I'm going to tell you how to masturbate. They released this new show, Selfridge, whatever it's called.
Selfridges or Mr. Selfridge?
Yeah, Mr. Selfridge.
It's a hard name to say.
Jeremy Piven is Mr. Selfridge. And it's the story of this Mr. Selfridge guy.
Who masturbates in his car.
In his car in London in early 1900s, which is a really neat story. But anyways, there's a lot of, it's kind of like the upper class, lower class thing.
Yeah.
Just in a different setting instead of out in Downton. It's in London and it's this American big personality guy opening... a department store in London, but it's great, well written, good characters.
Yeah,
masturbating in every scene. There's always somebody jerking off, which is it raises the stakes of each scene. Is this guy gonna come? Is she gonna come? Is that family that's masturbating together gonna?
I don't think that's part of it, Tom.
Yeah, that's the whole show.
You called me this weekend and you laughed so hard. Why don't you tell our audience, why don't you tell the listeners what you were laughing so hard?
Well, I was on stage and I was just riffing about like a guy telling a story. Like when you don't want to hear somebody's story behind no, instead of them telling you no.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, the thing is, and you're like, just tell me no. And I just kind of made up that a guy said, yeah, I can't because I was masturbating with my son. And then, you know, I can't make it anymore. Anyways, when I was on stage saying that, it made me laugh really hard, which I never really laugh hard on stage, like while I'm saying something.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was telling you that, like, you never hear somebody say, like, I was jerking off with my son, or like me and my dad jerking off together. And then I was thinking about, like, I was telling you, like, picture your friend, like, picture a good friend of yours who you know well and their dad, and then picture them masturbating together, like, as a form of bonding. And then we started talking about how whole families could masturbate together and how horrific that is. But it's also, it's funny to hear somebody say, like, you know, hey, did you, how was your vacation with the family? Was it good? And they're like, yeah. We have a cabin and we went up there and we all masturbated together.
Yeah. Me and dad, we took out the boat and we were fishing and we masturbated together.
Well, I like the idea too of somebody being like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Cause like me and my dad like the same stuff, you know? So like we both like fishing. We both like, you know, campfires. And we both like to masturbate together as like a form of bonding. We like to, and like sometimes we race, but it's really just about spending time together.
I don't think there's anything more troubling
than a family that masturbates together.
Yeah.
Especially imagine if, if it's
really,
not,
really disturbing.
It's not just father and son though.
Yeah.
Mom shows up, sisters, grandmother. You know, like it's the whole family and they sit in a big circle and everybody masturbates. Yeah.
Can you picture your family doing it?
No.
Like Jane, Maria, your mom, Top Dog. Top Dog, maybe I could see, like it would be funny. Men masturbating is funnier definitely than women.
Yeah.
It's so frantic and sad.
But like, what about like daughter and like, what about you and your father masturbating together?
Oh my God, are you done here? What is wrong with you?
What if you guys
emotional problems.
Did that instead of having lunch like on a Sunday?
All right, I'm going to throw up now.
You went to the beach. You love the beach. You face the ocean. You masturbate. Your dad is next to you masturbating. And you both go, ah! Oh man.
I really picture you and Top Dog going to hotels together. Going to Maine. Let's get some lobster tail after this, buddy. Let's get a bread bowl.
22 years ago?
21 years ago today. 21 years ago today.
After the KGB let you out of the basement cellar that they tortured you in endlessly, relentlessly for years. You escaped through a tunnel. You spent time in Africa. You stole a boat and you arrived in this country.
This is a good song.
You still have a heavy accent, but you're here now.
Through the farts and through the browns.
This is your anniversary.
I love it. We've been traveling far. Without a home. Not without a star.
Free. Only one will be free. Do they play this in the ceremony?
Yes. So, yeah, 21 years ago today, I became an American citizen.
Wow.
Thank you, America.
Did you guys masturbate at the ceremony together?
Yep, me and my uncle, who looks like Ellen DeGeneres. We got sworn in together. And it was downtown LA in this huge auditorium.
Yeah.
And after they swear you during the ceremony, sorry, they play this song.
Is it like it's is everybody excited ever. While it's
oh,
playing?
Oh, people are you're just so happy that you made it.
Yeah.
He's right. Like people climb over walls and in sewers to come here and
yeah.
And then there's like hot dog stands outside the auditorium, so like you have a hot dog and they give you a little flag to wave. It's so much fun. Oh, sorry. So you wave your flags at this part. They give
with
you
your hot dogs.
Flags.
Do you wave hot dogs too?
Hot dogs after the ceremony.
You do forget that like for some like in your case you weren't coming from somewhere shitty, but for someone that comes like
well, my parents
people that
did,
come
yeah.
from like really shitty places though
yeah,
and they get their citizenship. It's like an amazing moment for them.
It was for me even when I was only 17. I was like,
but you came from Detroit.
Same difference as a third world country. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It made my life way easier.
Did you get emotional that day?
Yeah.
You did?
It's very emotional. My parents are very patriotic. So, like, it was very important for us to become citizens. My dad got sworn in like a little before me. We all applied as a family when we could.
Yeah, he got his citizenship before you.
I want to say yeah, he got sworn in right before me, and then like a month later I did or something.
Was he super stoked?
Yeah, dude. Oh shit, I gotta take this. It's my dad.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. Oh, look at you. And we're back.
Today, this song. Who doesn't like this Neil Diamond?
The Chinese.
This is such a funny, silly song.
So right here, you're eating your hot dog. You got a flag wrapped around your pinky, and you're masturbating with your other hand.
My whole family. Yeah, we all became citizens that year. It was a very good year. And at the ceremony, the guy that swore us in, because it was April Fool's Day, at the end, he was like, I'm just kidding. It's April Fool's Day. Like, he tried to make a dumb joke of it.
And everyone
nobody
was like,
laughed. We were like, this is like, people really struggled to get here, douchebag.
Guys just finished crying, and he's like,
yeah.
Just kidding.
Could you not?
He's like, what do you mean?
You not joke about our
what
country?
What is April Fool? Let me explain you the history of that.
Yeah. So I'm a proud American. Are you?
Yeah, I was born here. I'm not like you. You're never going to be American.
Babe, that's so rude. I've taken vows to this country. Have you taken vows?
Don't need to. Born here.
I love this dog. I'm going to squeeze him until he fucking dies. Tommy, look at him.
Yeah.
Look. I'm squeezing him. Please look at me.
Yeah,
I'm squeezing. He wants out. And then he resorts to licking.
Every time I do that, he's...
Why? He comes in my lap. He lets me hug him for 2 minutes, and then it's down.
Hey, we have, I gotta say, I'm really happy since we have
become swingers.
Been swinging fucking new people. It's always fun.
We're like Claire and Cliff Underwood.
Yeah.
In the House of Farts.
In the House of Farts. But being with ATC, they've just been so, so cool.
Yes.
Like, all things comedy is our home. It's our base. It's our network.
It's where we masturbate.
Yep. And we have a lot of friends that jerk off with us there. And no, it really is a cool, like, just family to be a part of. I like it.
It is. It's a great, it actually has been probably one of the most productive relationships we've had.
Yeah. And there is somebody who you may or may not know, but a really funny comic named Jackie Cation. You know Jackie.
Love Jackie Cation.
Yes.
The Dork Forest.
That's right. And she has a new album. It's This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Did I say that right?
A Horcrux. Yeah. That's from Hogwarts. That's Harry Potter.
Well,
Horcrux.
She's really fucking funny.
She's very funny. And if you like, she's very clean. And she's kind of like, her whole thing is she's kind of nerdy and she celebrates her nerdiness.
She does, but she's smart and like she's a really good comic, just a really good joke
fantastic
writer.
Fantastic comic. Yeah.
So if you love supporting good comedy and good comics, we urge you to check out Cation's new album, This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux. It's on iTunes
funny.
And support her. She's awesome.
She's fantastic. So, yeah. I love Jackie. And she's been around for a minute. She's not a fucking newbie, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And one of the reason too is not just that she's a great comic, but she's part of our ATC family.
She is part of it.
So
okay,
we like
look,
to
Horcrux, I'm going to look it up on Harry Potter. There's a Harry Potter wiki page. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all.
Okay, of Horcrux, Horcrux is a powerful object in which a dark wizard or witch has hidden a fragment of his or her soul for the purpose of attaining immortality. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's funny. That's silly. Hey, silly. Voldemort does those things, but we're not supposed to say his name out loud.
All right, Jeans. Well,
let's go have brekkie together.
You got it. Support Jackie Cation. Thanks for listening to Your Mom's House.
I'm going to squeeze your butt cheeks together so you can't fart for the rest of the day.
I hate when you do that.
I don't care.
I hate when you do that.
That's why you get married.
So that's it.
Pussy's pussy.
That's it. Pussy's pussy. Thank you for wearing your jeans. We'll talk to you soon. Oh, coming up next, next episode, you'll get live from San Francisco. All right. We love you. Bye, guys.
Bye, meows.
Fuck off!